Sometimes people tell me, you know what? I'm just tired of my business, or my life has gotten boring, or I've just become an empty nester and I'm figuring out where I'm headed, and my spouse is figuring out where they're headed also. I hear people tell me every year that they came to the summit, they heard something, they launched a new business as a result of it, they made some new connections as a result of it to maybe do business with them, took on another line of their business as a result, or even sold their existing company or closed it down and started something new as a result of this different way of thinking. You're right. I like to push people's thinking.
Welcome to the CEO Coaching International podcast. What we do on this show is we find the world's leading entrepreneurs and CEOs, and we spend about a half hour with them and really dig into their story. We want to understand the strategies and the tips and the tools that they use to make big happen in their business. And by the end of each episode, you'll have actionable ideas that you can implement on your path to big success. To learn more about CEO Coaching International and how we can help you dramatically grow your business, visit us at CEOCoachingInternational.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the CEO Coaching International podcast. I'm your host, Steve Sandusky. My guest today is Mark Moses. Mark is the founding partner of CEO Coaching International. Mark and I are talking about the 2024 Make Big Happen Summit, which is taking place on April 26th and 27th in Miami Beach, Florida at the Fontainebleau Hotel. Now, this is an amazing event that we've been doing for a number of years now. We have some exciting speakers. We've got four major themes that we're going to be covering here. So Mark and I are going to talk about the summit in some detail here. We're going to talk about the speakers and how you can take advantage of registering for the event. This is the first time that we are opening it up to non-clients and non-strategic partners of CEO Coaching International. So this is an amazing opportunity for you to hear some world-class speakers, to network with some amazing attendees, and really get some take-home value that you can go back to your business and follow through and execute. So let me just stop there and welcome Mark Moses, founding partner of CEO Coaching International. Mark, it's always great to have you on the podcast.
Steve, it's been a while since I've been on. It's great to be back.
Yes, it has. And hey, we've got something exciting to talk about. We've got the 2024 Make Big Happen Summit coming up here soon. So we want to talk about that a little bit. So give me a little background on the summit and a little bit of the vision behind this year's summit, because it's a very, very exciting agenda. We've got some great speakers lined up, and I know a lot of thought went into putting this agenda together.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. We've been doing summits, as you know, since 2014. And every year we say, how is it possible to make next year's better than the past year? And that's what we were inspired to do. And we hope we've achieved that. This year's vision was really around four main topics. The big topic on everybody's mind is AI. I'm going to unpack AI just for a moment and before I go into the other three. If you ask CEOs around the world if they think AI is going to make a difference out there in their industry on a scale of 1 to 10, they will tell you it will have a 9 out of 10 impact. If you ask them if they think AI will have an impact on their business, they'll also say 9 or 10. If you ask them how strong or how ready are they, how good is their strategy on a scale of 1 to 10, the typical answer is 2. And the highest answer I've ever heard is 4. And as you know, I speak all over the world. So we believe that AI is going to have a massive impact. And we have some great speakers at the summit on AI. And we've made that our primary focus. The second thing that we want to talk about this year, and another part of the big vision, is really around longevity. A couple of old dogs like you and me, Steve, when you hear it's possible to live to 120, Well, we might want to sign up for that, but only if we can live healthy and be energized and do all the fun and crazy things that we do on our journey to 120. So, science has been incredible, medical science on what it's done. And it's really about how can I live healthier for longer? So, we have some great speakers on that too. The third item is every CEO in the CEO Coaching International community wants to grow their business big and make big happen, whatever that means to them. Whether it's they want to just grow revenue and profit, buy more companies and begin to aggregate to become bigger, or whether they eventually want to sell their company and have a liquidity event. We again provide a bunch of content this time of others that have walked down that road and made big happen. And the fourth section is on resilience and resilience on overcoming adversity. How do you overcome those dark days and find the inspiration when it feels helpless in rebuilding or navigating whatever obstacle you have in front of you or whatever challenge has come your way, whether it's a partner issue, whether you don't like the PE firm that you sold to, whether you lost a key customer and you're going broke, your supplier cut you off, your people are leaving, whatever the story is, we all face adversity, and we believe resilience is another great topic that's it's inspiring to listen to others because it gives one hope on how they can navigate their own journey through that.
So we've got four great themes here. We've got AI, longevity, growing big, and resilience. So I want to dig into each of those here for just a little bit and talk about who some of these speakers are that'll be talking about those. But before we get to that, who is this summit for? Like, who is this really designed? Like, who should be coming to this event in Miami Beach here in April?
Yeah, this event is designed for the CEO, a large company, medium-sized company, or small company. It's also designed for the entrepreneur and then the leadership teams that work with and support the entrepreneur or CEO on their journey to make big happen.
Okay, so let's talk about AI again for just a second here. So, who's going to be speaking about that? And you mentioned there's a big disconnect here between the CEOs all recognize that AI is going to have a huge impact on their business, yet all of them are unprepared for it. Now, I know CEO coaching has been doing a lot of work in this area. You've got an AI roadmap that you work with your CEOs on. So, you got a lot of material here, a lot of resources, a lot of guidance that's available. So, how are you going to take this to the next step at the summit when you're talking about AI?
So last April, I was at YPO's Global Leadership Conference in Las Vegas, and Peter Diamandis took the stage. Many folks know Peter Diamandis. Fortune 50 has him as one of the greatest leaders in the world. He founded Singularity University. He was the founder and executive chairman of the XPRIZE. He has started over 20 companies, wrote a number of books. This guy is the AI guy. Now, when I was in Vegas listening to him speak, he said every firm needs a chief AI officer. I'm watching everybody in the audience and going, well, that's the first time I'd ever heard that. What is a chief AI officer? Well, where does one find one if this is the first time you've heard of it? You just don't pick up the Wall Street Journal and read about chief AI officers. And what do they do? And what age are they? Are they still in college, just coming out of college? So that spooked me and it got me thinking. I thought about my own business here at CEO Coaching and I thought, well, am I going to do that or is my 55-year-old president on our spare time? And do we know enough about it? And what I believe is, in order to really create movement on this, somebody needs to own it all the time. So we were spooked by that. And even at CEO Coaching, we recently hired, as you know, a chief AI officer. And so Peter Diamandis, one of the two things he's going to talk about is AI, the impact that it's going to have on the world, the impact that it's going to have on businesses all over the world, and how you as a leader of your business can dive in and begin thinking about how you're going to dive in, because AI in itself is so big. Where does one start? We also have several other speakers on the topic of AI, including Rajiv Kapoor, who recently wrote a book on AI, Asha Saxena, who, Steve, you know very well, Asha's professor at Columbia and the graduate school, and also has been speaking about data for years. She'll take the stage too. And our own chief AI officer, Kirk Gooden, and Randy Cook, one of our coaches who ran a data and analytics company, will also be speaking on AI. Not only will we have our speakers speaking from the main stage, our clients have told us in the past they'd like to have more intimate sessions with the different speakers so they can further unpack different topics. And we thought that that was a good idea. So we've now created different tracks for our clients and those that attend the event to go to learn more about an individual topic. So as it relates to AI, the speakers will hear about it. They'll get a taste from four different speakers on a variety of different segments of AI, and then be able to impact them in smaller groups.
So great summary there of the AI piece. Now, second one here is longevity. And if I look at these four topics, this one seems maybe a little different than the other three in terms of being a major theme for a CEO summit. So tell me how you think about longevity and why that's important for CEOs to be thinking about.
Great question. Back to Peter Diamandis again. Last April, he said, if you don't die of something stupid or bad luck over the next 20 years, medical science should be able to carry you to 120. And then people say, well, I don't know if I want to live to 120. How am I going to be? I don't want to be in a nursing home. And so Peter, who's partners with Tony Robbins in Fountain Health and wrote a book with Tony Robbins called Life Force, all about precision medicine, is going to talk about how you can live a longer and healthier life. And there were five basic themes that when I heard Peter speak that struck me. One of them, as you know, I'm a health junkie and have been for years. So I do some of this right already. Of course, I could do better. Sleep, eat right, your diet, get yourself to the gym or whatever you do to exercise. Mindfulness, which was a new one for me. You got to really take care of the mind. And that's the one I personally struggle with the most, trying to hold my attention with meditation rather than running off thinking of a bunch of other things. And finally, he said, the fifth one is all about the different testing you could do today to pick up some of the things that you're worried about. For example, two different ways to test for cancer. You can test for cancer through the blood, and you can also test through this 90-minute MRI scan that picks up stuff that may not be picked up in your blood, like tumors through your whole body. So those are examples. Also, the doing a heart test, for example, with dye. It's a CT scan at the same time. Only takes 10 minutes. They inject dye into you, and it with AI, they look at all what's going on in each of the chambers of your heart and will let you know what your calcified, non-calcified plaque is, and they'll give you a 10-year risk of having heart disease. Well, that's amazing having that information today versus years ago. And all the different testing, for example, genetic testing, food testing, how do I eat the right foods that work with my own DNA? Like, sounds pretty technical. I believe it's important for, I'll call it a driven audience, to be equally as driven about their health. Because if your health is good, arguably, you have a much higher probability to have more happiness and be able to take care of those that you love.
Yeah. And on top of that, if we are going to be living to 120, and what you're talking about here is not just lifespan, but you're talking health span. So no one wants to live to 120, but have 40 years of chronic illness. So we're really talking about 120 years, hopefully, of a good health span. So I think that's one key. But also, if we do live this long, I mean, think of the business opportunities that are going to arise from people living that much longer. So I think there's a lot to contemplate here. And as you mentioned, Peter's going to be a speaker talking about this, among others. So I think that'll be an interesting topic.
We also have the CEO of Wild Health, and I use them. I'm a client of theirs, speaking about precision medicine and the use of AI in terms of all the different testing that you can do and where this is all headed. And then we have a number of other speakers as well speaking about this exciting topic. I am extremely passionate about it. And while in the past we've had George W. Bush and Jesse Itzler and others entertaining us, I believe that the health side also, where do CEOs get this stuff if they're not out looking for it directly? I believe while the others were entertaining, this may be more impactful than what people have had before. And look, for some, hey, I'm not that interested in it. Or others, hey, I'm really interested in it. Well, then they can go unpack it deeper in the breakout sessions.
Yeah, and I suspect if someone's thinking, I'm not so sure that I'm that interested in longevity, I can almost guarantee you that you go to this session, you hear these speakers, you go to the breakout sessions, you're going to be very, very interested in it, just like you were when you heard Peter speak about that some time ago. So one other thing, you mentioned there were like five aspects of health that you were looking at. I would argue there's a sixth one, Mark, because I follow you on LinkedIn. I know a little bit about you. You do cold plunges all over the world. So would you add that into your longevity mix there?
Yeah, I would. And I do cold plunges all the time. And I love it after my workout. There's a lot of talk about the steam and or the sauna and cold plunges as well. I personally would add that in. That wasn't one of Peter's, but it is one of mine. I know it's one of yours. I would add, and I do both sauna and cold plunges regularly. I took some risks this year and have a speaker coming in to speak about psychedelics. As you know me, I'm a pretty conservative guy. It's not, hey, we got drugs on stage at the summit, but it's become this thing where everybody's doing these journeys these days and people are curious. And what impact will that have on what problem or what trauma or what revelation will I have as a result of this? So we're bringing in Kaya Roman from Silicon Valley. She's a leading expert in this field, just won CEO of the year in this very topic. And we look forward to having her too, to give us some of the basics about it and unpack some of our questions.
Yeah. And one of the things I really like about you and about CEO coaching is that you are curious. And you're going to push the envelope. You're going to see what's out there. And I think one of the reasons why people are attracted to CEO Coaching International is because you are opening up people's eyes to what's happening. You're peering around the corner, seeing what's there. You're bringing speakers in to talk about these things. And it might get people out of their comfort zone a little bit. And that's good, because if you want to grow big, if you want to be a successful CEO, you're not going to be a run-of-the-mill business person. You've got to push things. You've got to push yourself. You've got to get your team going and do some different things. Because if you're just doing the same thing as everyone else, you're just going to get the same results as everyone else. So I think kudos to you and the team there, Mark, for bringing in some outside speakers.
Steve, every year, and you've been coming to the summit with me, you've been, I think, all of them. And sometimes people tell me, you know what? I'm just tired of my business, or my life has gotten boring, or I've just become an empty nester and I'm figuring out where I'm headed and my spouse is figuring out where they're headed also. I hear people tell me every year that they came to the summit, they heard something, they launched a new business as a result of it, they made some new connections as a result of it to maybe do business with them, took on another line of their business as a result, or even sold their existing company or closed it down and started something new as a result of this different way of thinking. You're right. I like to push people's thinking.
And I want to touch on the third theme here, which is resilience. And I think you've got Glenn Stearns is coming in. So tell me about Glenn. Why is Glenn going to be speaking here?
I've known Glenn for a long time. He is a great guy. he just wrote a book called Integrity with Grit in bold letters in the middle of that. Look, Glenn grew up in an alcoholic home. Both his parents were alcoholics. He failed the fourth grade. Imagine that. He's dyslexic. He's a two-time cancer survivor. If you've read his book, Integrity, he can no longer eat normal food. He's on a feeding tube, and that's how he eats his meals these days. Glenn has become unbelievably successful. In his mortgage company, Stearns Lending, he was doing over $150 billion a year, sold his business to Blackstone, and then went through a bunch of adversity after selling it when Blackstone decided not to pay him the outstanding balance, which cost him over $100 million. He then went on a TV show called Gilligan's Island. I won't tell you the result, how he did on that. He went on with his wife. And then he also starred in the show Undercover Billionaire, where he was given $100, the clothes on his back, a truck, a burner phone with none of his contacts, and he wasn't allowed to use any of them. And he claimed he could create a $1 million business in 90 days, again, with $100, his truck, the clothes on his back, and a burner phone, and unable to use any of his contacts or start the business that he was in. He's also winner of the Horatio Alger Award. Glenn has been dealing with adversity his entire life. He's a kind guy. As a matter of fact, his newest business is Kind Lending. And he hired a bunch of people back from his old mortgage company and built another behemoth mortgage company, short period of time. And I'm really excited to have Glenn come and share his story about all the challenges he had. I don't think I mentioned he became a father when he was 14 years old as well. So amongst that, he's got a bunch of kids. He's got a great wife, a great story, and is a great guy and will be very inspiring to our audience. When you think about overcoming adversity and resilience, people will think of Glenn Stearns and really be inspired and moved by his story.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. Can't wait to hear him. The fourth theme here is growing big. It's all about growth. So talk to me about that. And then also, I want to hear, what are some of the practical takeaways that the attendees are going to get? Because it's one thing to go to a conference. I get excited. I hear some ideas. And then what am I going to do? I got to follow through on this. So how is someone going to come to this event? And what kind of tools are they going to walk away with so that they can go back and they can actually execute and follow through on the ideas and the connections that they make at the event?
This fourth topic about growth. Our brand promise to our clients is to help them grow revenue and grow profit. And many see me walking around. Yesterday, I was walking around in my EBITDA shirt. Most CEOs and leaders want to drive more EBITDA so they can make big happen. And so we have a number of speakers that have not yet exited, and they're going to be telling the story of their journey, how they're in the process of making big happen, and they've had real movement, and what enabled them to do that. What were the practices that enabled the regular person go from A to B and maybe on to C? And Steve, I remember, might have been 2019, where Sarah Dusick took the stage. And she had a dream of selling her business for $100 million. When she was on stage, told us a story about how she got so inspired from the Make Big Happen Summit. She told her coach, Sheldon Harris, this is my new vision. I want to be up on that stage, having sold my business for $100 million. And Sarah, who owned a company called Under Canvas, which was a glamping company, sold her business for exactly $100 million. So we want to share with our audience the practices that these other leaders, there aren't hundreds and hundreds of ways to run a business in the right way. There are a set of best practices that we talk about in the Making Big Happen system or rhythms that we want to share how others are using those tools to be able to make big happen in their business and make big happen in their life.
Yeah. And I love that story about Sarah. We've had her on the podcast in the past. She's also been mentioned in the Make Big Happen book that was published a few years ago as well. So just a terrific story and a terrific person. So I appreciate you mentioning that. Also, let's touch a little bit on the power of connection here. You mentioned this just a little bit, but I want to go a little deeper in terms of we go to this event, there's hundreds of other CEOs there from all over the world. Tell me about the power of connection at the summit.
So people think that they're coming to the summit because we have great speakers and some great themes and topics. What we hear always after is, hey, that was really good and really entertaining. But what I loved the most was the people that I met. I enjoyed hearing about their stories and their journey and how they made big happen or in the process of making big happen. So meeting other attendees from all over the world is super inspiring. Additionally, we have sessions where we put people together by industry so they can meet all our clients that are in, let's say, the real estate industry or healthcare or SaaS or manufacturing, whatever the topic is, we put them together so they can learn from each other, connect with each other. Additionally, people walk out of there every year and find somebody that they could do business with, whether it's as a new customer, a supplier, and sometimes they have something in common and they just become friends and they walk out of there. One of those things, they learn, they get inspired, they meet neat people, they are able to do business with somebody else. That part, I believe, is the most energizing, watching all these connections being made.
So this event is open to all CEOs, so not just clients of CEO Coaching International. So tell me a little bit more about that. Tell me about the logistics, the date, how do people get registered for the event?
This is the first time we're opening it up to CEOs outside our community. And by our community, I mean our clients, our coaches, our strategic partners. We're opening up a limited amount of seats to CEOs, entrepreneurs, and leaders outside the community to give them a taste for AI, growth, resilience, longevity, and the power of having these deep connections. So people can register. We'll put the link in the show notes, Steve, for the Make Big Happen Summit, and they can register there.
And the date and location are?
Miami Beach. So a sexy location. It's April 26th and 27th, 2024. And we hope a few of our listeners decide to sign up and come and join us. We'll have approximately 400 people in total there. There's about 350 some registered already. So we got approximately 50 slots open to people outside our community.
And that's at the Fountain Blue Hotel, which is a very nice, iconic hotel there in Miami Beach.
Absolutely.
Now, I want you to fast forward here. It's the day after the summit, and you're reflecting on the event. So what is your aspiration for this event? What's your vision for the success of this event?
So the day after the event, I'm hosting a party on my yacht, Make Big Happen. I want to feel proud of what we achieved. And mostly I want to feel proud of all the connections that were made that were really useful to the people that attended, that's going to impact their business and their life. And if I can achieve that, everybody pauses and says, that was really worth it. I'm inspired and I've met some really cool people that I'm going to stay in touch with or I'm going to do business with. That's what I want to achieve. Steve, I remember you and I talked about this. There was a guy that came in from Australia, which is a long way to come in for the summit. And he was sitting in the airport and he was sitting in the lounge and he sent me a note and said, I came a long way for a 2-day event and I wasn't sure if it was going to be worth it. And I want you to know that it was clearly worth me spending the time. I'm leaving inspired, fired up. I had lost my mojo. I got my mojo back, and I got some cool, new, inspiring friends.
All right. Well, Mark, I think that is a great spot to end today's conversation. So again, go to CEOcoachingInternational.com and you can find all the information there to register for the Make Big Happen Summit, which is happening here on April 26th and 27th in beautiful Miami Beach, Florida at the Fountain Blue Hotel. So Mark, looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing you and the rest of the team and all the great attendees and CEOs that'll be there.
Steve, I want to take this time to thank you. You have been leading this podcast for 10 years now, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate it and our community appreciates it. And I hear about people telling me that they've been following this podcast for years. It's been very moving and life-changing. So, Steve Sandusky, thank you.
Well, thank you, Mark. I appreciate that. And I pinch myself that I get to work with you and the team there. So I really appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Now, I have a question for you. How are you going to implement and benefit from the ideas that you hear on our show? Well, we would love to have a conversation with you about that. So please visit us at CEOcoachingInternational.com. We can then set up a call and we can talk about how we can help you make big happen in your business. Thanks, and we look forward to sharing our next episode with you.